DBHDD is urging Georgians to store and lock away all medications to prevent theft and keep them away from children and pets. Old medications can be disposed of at Dropbox locations. Dropbox locations can be found at opioidresponse.info.
Welcome to Lawmaker Huddle. I'm Pamela Kirkland, host of Morning Edition at Georgia Public Broadcasting. Each week, we're joined by Donna Lowry, host of GPB's Lawmakers, for Lawmaker Huddle, where we cover the highlights from under the gold dome.
The Department of Homeland Security has officially removed the list of sanctuary jurisdictions from its website, which included six areas in Georgia, the cities of Atlanta and Athens, as well as DeKalb, Fulton, Douglas, and Athens-Clarke counties. The designation has sparked confusion in some of the communities on the controversial list. In this week's Lawmakers Huddle, we'll hear from two state legislators who represent Athens from opposing sides of the aisle to gather their perspectives on this issue. We will hear from Democratic Representative Spencer Fry in a moment. But first, I'm joined by Republican Senator Bill Cowsert, who is a candidate for Georgia Attorney General. Welcome to Lawmakers Huddle.
Thank you, Donna. It's great to be with you today.
Should the city of Athens and Athens-Clarke County have been on it?
Well, this has a little history to it, Donna. Back a couple of years ago, Athens County Commission, we're a unified county, Athens and Clarke County, passed a resolution that very clearly stated that we were a welcoming community to all immigrants, documented and undocumented, and essentially said, in effect, that we were a sanctuary city, but very carefully did not designate Athens-Clarke County as a sanctuary city. And that was important because of the loss of potential state benefits if you officially called yourself a sanctuary city. On the other hand, our government made it clear we were welcoming to undocumented people, and our sheriff's department was not cooperating with ICE. So we were a de facto sanctuary city. The Lake and Riley murder was just directly a result of that type of policy and that type of attitude that encouraged undocumented, what I still call illegal immigrants, to come and locate here in Athens. After the tragedy, the Lake and Riley murder, the government backed off on that. The sheriff's department began cooperating with ICE, and the county government made it clear that it was not their intention to declare Athens-Clarke County a sanctuary city in the official sense of that. I suspect that's probably what the federal government has taken into account as they have removed them from that list.
I have to ask you about HB 1105. The General Assembly passed the Georgia Criminal Alien Track and Report Act of 2024. It requires local law enforcement to work closely with federal authorities to track and report undocumented individuals. Do you think there is confusion about the law?
First of all, I supported HB 1105. What that does is make local law enforcement follow federal law. And it was just a way for us as the legislature to make it clear we want our cities and counties and law enforcement agencies to follow federal law and cooperate with ICE.
Do you think that there's need for immigration reform at all, or during the next legislative session, something to take place locally, at least statewide?
Yeah, we did this. It's been a decade ago, Donna, but we passed pretty stringent laws in Georgia that effectively denied taxpayer-funded benefits to people here illegally in violation of federal immigration policy. And that's really about all you can do on the state level. Immigration policy should be a federal policy. It should apply to every state the same. It should be a national policy. I am not an advocate for reform of our immigration policy. I'm an advocate for enforcement of our current immigration policy. Going back to Trump's first administration, build the wall. His first initiative was, let's stop the inflow of illegal immigrants. First and foremost, stop the influx, and then let's deal with the people that are here illegally. There is a purpose and a need and a reason to have a national immigration policy. We welcome immigrants in this country. We always have, but there are proper procedures to follow. We need immigrants with special skills and abilities for our workforce. But it's unfair to all of the people that followed the policies to get here legally to allow a whole wave of illegal folks to come in and basically skip the line and jump in front and come here without going through those procedures, which allow for vetting to make sure people have the ability to contribute to the country and are not criminals or fugitives from their own countries, wherever they may be. And so I say, let's enforce the law. Let's seal the borders. And it looks like Trump administration too is doing an incredibly effective job of that. They have really shut the flow of illegal immigrants off. And the problem with the Biden administration wasn't the policy. It was the refusal or failure to enforce that policy and prohibit illegal immigrants from crossing the border.
Thank you, Senator Bill Kowser, for being on Lawmakers Huddle.
It's a pleasure being with you, Donna, and your audience. I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to share my comments and my viewpoints on this very important issue that our nation's faced with today.
Now joining me is another Athens lawmaker, Democratic Representative Spencer Fry. Welcome to Lawmakers Huddle.
Hey, thanks a lot for having me.
I want to continue the discussion I had with Senator Kowser and get your perspective on the Department of Homeland Security listing Athens and Athens-Clarke County as sanctuary jurisdictions.
If you put Athens and Athens-Clarke County on the same list, don't you even know that you've actually said the same thing twice? It's a unified government, so it's the exact same area. The reality is that they passed a resolution declaring themselves welcoming of all races and people from different religions and different countries and different backgrounds. And I think it's extremely disappointing that Clarke County would be put on a list like that after a resolution was passed that apparently no Republicans really read. And I think it's just a silly waste of time.
Now, I have spoken with a couple of state lawmakers from both sides of the aisle who believe there is a need for immigration reform. You have a bill ready to drop in January on this issue.
I call it the GA-1 visa. It's basically the state taking over the obligations of the federal government because we need these workers in our factories. We need these workers to pick our crops and farm our fields. And listen, I'm not saying that's all they're good for. What I'm saying is that's what they are coming here to do, to live a better life, and they're willing to do it. I don't know what purveyance the state has on immigration, unless we want to offer our own visas, which I'm absolutely 100% in agreement with.
Well, thank you, Representative Spencer Fry, for talking to me on Lawmakers Huddle.
Hey, thanks so much for having us today. Appreciate you. Have a good one.
Lawmakers Huddle, I'm Donna Lowry.
You can watch Donna hosting GPB's Lawmakers nightly at 7 p.m. while the legislature's in session or online at gpb.org/lawmakers.
Planet Money helps you understand the economy. We find the people at the center of the story.
Garbage in New York, that was like a controlled substance.
We show you how money influences everything.
Tell me what you like by telling me how you spend your money.
And we dig until we get answers.
I had a bad feeling you were going to bring that up.
Planet Money finds out. All you have to do is listen. The Planet Money podcast from NPR.